Words from one of the most famous 20th century poets of Syria. My voice rings out this time from Damascus, wrote Nizar Kabani in the last century. It rings out from the house of my mother and father in Sham. Al-Sham is the Arabic word for the ancient territory we call Syria.
The situation is very, very bad in Douma. Every day we...
Army kills us.
Army, bullets.
For me, it was... my whole family was against the Bashar Assad, but was secretly.
When I speak to you, the government will kill my brother because the people want freedom. No one have any weapon. No one have gun. Just we have our sound. There is no terrorist here. The only terrorist here is Bashar Assad.
So are you scared?
No, we are not scared.
Voices from the conflict in Syria over the past 11 months. That Kobani verse continues, the geography of my body changes, the cells of my blood become green, my alphabet is green. In Sham, a new mouth emerges for my mouth, a new voice emerges for my voice, and my fingers become a tribe. The powerful evocation of a nation and the many peoples of Syria there in the poetry of 20th century Syrian romantic poet Nizar Kobani. The voices ringing out from Damascus, Douma, Aleppo, Homs, Hama, El-Dib, Latakia this week tell a story of violence, despair, and death, though. Activists reported at least 50 people killed on Wednesday in Homs in a period of unrest, uprising, and violent crackdown that has lasted nearly a year and rivals the violence that marked the very first years of Syria's independence after France gave up its colony in 1946. We're going to be exploring where Syria has been historically, where it may be going. Along the way, we'll try to give you a sense of the hope, hopelessness, and vulnerability of the Syrian people. And we'll get a pro-government view of the conflict as well. We begin with our dear friend David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and contributor to WQXR's The Washington Report. David joins us from Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, David.
Great to be back with you.
Sourab al-Jukakli is a co-founder of the National Alliance of Syria, a pro-democracy group. He's with us all hour here in the studio. Sourab, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
Sourab, a word of what's going on in your country, your feelings, your thoughts.
Well, after 10, 11 months of popular uprising, we're coming to a state where the entire nation is on fire. We are at a point in time where we have dark days ahead in terms of what's happening in Syria on the ground. We are currently, every city, every town is currently under some sort of siege as part of an Assad military offensive to crush the resistance after the double veto that occurred in the Security Council.
Sourab al-Jukakli, our companion for all of this hour, he's co-founder of the National Alliance of Syria, pro-democracy group. David Sanger, take us through the timeline of Syria's emergence from the Ottoman Empire around World War I, becoming a French colony, and then becoming the nation that we know today.
Well, you know, the nation that we know today has been, you know, dominated by the Assad family and obviously run by an Alawite minority. And that is sort of the key to the issue that's going on now. As in Bahrain, you've got a leadership of the country that is playing completely for keeps because they know that should the Sunni majority take over, the Alawites, who are relatively close to the Shia, and obviously in this case closely aligned with Iran, that they're the complete losers. So in their view, this is an all-or-nothing revolution. And that's why these are particularly difficult in cases where you have the leadership run, where a minority leadership is running the country. And, you know, they look out and they see the region and they see, for example, the chaos in Iraq, where the where it's sort of in reverse, that the Sunnis are now being marginalized by the government, and after years of running the country, and they think to themselves, there is no future for the members of the government, for the elite of the military, should they lose. And I think that's why it's been so difficult to come to any kind of negotiated compromise and why Assad really has never even tried.
We're going to have a look at the Assad family and the Assad legacy in just a moment from one of our partners at the BBC. David Sanger, were the seeds of that playing for keep strategy right now planted in, say, the 1973 Yom Kippur War, the period when Syria was actually an ally of Egypt in the old United Arab Republic? Tell us about that history, and then take us to the point where Hezbollah enters the stage.
Well, you know, during the 73 war and beyond, the Syrians, as you say, played a very, very different role. But they became this oddity in which they became the only Arab state that ended up aligning with the Iranians. And that means that you've now seen these divisions play out, and you've also seen the oddity now that the Arab League has, at least in part, turned against Assad, something that I think was sort of unimaginable a few years ago. You've also seen, as the Assad regime put its hold on power together, that they have periodically survived these incredibly brutal crackdowns. And, you know, this was, what, the 20th anniversary of the uprising in Hama. And, you know, if you go back to my colleague Tom Friedman's great book, From Beirut to Jerusalem, and you read about Hama rules, which is sort of the basic rules of all or nothing in the Middle East, you understand that what's playing out here with the son is exactly what played out with the father.
Extraordinary. David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, contributed to WQXR's The Washington Report. Thanks, as always. Sarab al-Jujakli. Give me your last name, please.
El-Jujakli.
El-Jujakli.
Thank you.
Sarab al-Jujakli, co-founder of the National Alliance of Syria, pro-democracy group. Give us a sense of how that history is playing out today.
Well, the Syrian regime has been in power for 40 years, and yes, it's led by the Assad family, which hails from the Alawite sect in Syria, but it's not just an Alawite regime, and I think we need to be clear about this. It is a mafia-style regime that is led by the Assad family that pulls much of the base of support from the Alawi sect. However, it can only rule a country of 70% Sunni with collusion from Sunnis as well.
And all of those individuals who are a part of that, as you say, conspiracy, that sort of a racket, are basically at odds with the rest of the nation itself. Sarab al-Jujakli is co-founder of the National Alliance of Syria. He's with us all hour as we focus on the future and the present of the nation of Syria.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.